Raids across the occupied West Bank have killed at least 9 people, according to Palestinian officials. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel's launched raids across the occupied West Bank, where its forces have killed at least 9 Palestinians and sealed off the volatile city of Jenin, according to Palestinian officials. Palestinian militant groups say they're exchanging fire with the Israeli military. The governor of Jenin, Kamal Abu El Rub, said on Palestinian radio that Israeli forces had surrounded the city, blocking exits and entry points and access to hospitals and ripping up infrastructure in the camp. The Israeli military has confirmed it's operating in the city of Jenin and Tulkarem, but did not provide further details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States imposed sanctions on an Israeli nonprofit and a Jewish West Bank settlement security official on Wednesday in Washington's latest effort to punish Jewish settlers it accuses of extremist violence against Palestinians. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are heading to Georgia, where they'll sit for a joint interview. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are hitting the road and the airwaves. Harris will sit down with CNN this week for her first interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. Walz will join her, with the interview airing tomorrow night. The Trump campaign has been hitting Harris's lack of media access. While she often speaks with reporters on Air Force Two, the sessions are off the record, meaning her words cannot be used.
Why doesn't she do something like I'm doing right now? She can't talk.
She wants to represent America all over the world, but she's terrified to face a friendly media.
The interview will be conducted in Savannah, Georgia, as Harris and Walz kick off a bus tour through the state later today. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A Russian missile has slammed into Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi